Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go
Loud! This is the Opinions Matter podcast brought to you by Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. And we'd like you to support our sponsors by visiting their website at greenheartcbd.ie. Greenheartcbd.ie. Now, we're going to have a conversation about a topic that we've never discussed on Opinions Matter before, yet it's something that affects every single one of us at one stage or another in our lives, or it has done in the past. Sexual consent. I want you to consider this situation. It happens every night. In fact, it'll be happening tonight all over the city. And as life returns to normality, it'll happen more and more as people go out for late nights, for example. So I want you to consider this situation. Couples will be going out for a first date, which usually involves a few drinks. And in a couple of weeks' time, you could end up in Copperface Jack's and fall home at stupid o'clock in the morning. They end up back in one of their houses, possibly in the bedroom, drunk. One thing leads to another. Nothing will probably be said like, let's have sex now. And yeah, you end up having a sexual encounter on your first or your second date or with somebody that you just met. The woman is fairly drunk, so is the man. Should he put his clothes back on and walk away from the situation knowing that she's too drunk to consent to sex? If he does continue to have sex with her, even though she at no point says stop or no, is he landing himself in big trouble? In other words, should a man never have sex with a woman who is either drunk or under the influence of drugs? Is it impossible for someone to consent to sex if they are either drunk or stoned? That's the conversation that we want to have with you, because a study just out in the US called Planned Parenthood has divided opinion on its guide to consensual sex. Here's what they say. Heavy drinking and sexual activity often go together on the dating scene. So what happens when it comes to the question of consent? According to Planned Parenthood, sexual consent is defined as reversible. In other words, you can change your mind at any time during the encounter. It's defined as specific. Consenting to kissing does not automatically mean you give consent to going any further. And freely given. You're not pressured or making a choice under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And it's that last point, that consent can only be given without the influence of drugs or alcohol. That is the one that has created confusion and controversy. Basically what they're saying is, if you're pissed, you shouldn't be having sex because you don't have the wherewithal to consent to it. And we would love to hear from you. I'd like you to send us a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. And the question is very simple. Can you consent to having sex when you're drunk? Jeremy.
Let's twist this on its head then. And if the answer is no, if you cannot consent to sex when you're drunk, where does that leave the dating scene? Where does that leave the dating game? Because there's not one person, and I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, by the way, but I'm saying there's not one person listening to this right now who hasn't had drunken sex before.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, Jesus. I mean, you look every nightclub or pub around town. In fact, a friend of mine, and I'll have to text her, actually. I'll text her in a bit. A friend of mine is going on a date this evening. She's going, she met a fella on Tinder about 3 weeks ago, and they just haven't got around to meeting up yet. And she is going on a date. She's going to Alfie's, actually, this evening. She's going to have a bit of food, and she's going to have some drinks as well, yeah? And knowing her, She'll probably end up bringing him back to her place. And I would imagine
one thing will lead to another.
I'd imagine one thing will lead to another. And now she could drink you under the table. She could drink me under the table. And in fact, she said in the message yesterday when she said she was going out for a date, she says, "Yeah, I'm going to be lashing the cocktails into myself because I haven't been out on a date in ages."
So, okay, that's fantastic. And that's the dating scene.
So chances are she will be drunk come 1 o'clock this morning.
Okay,
and end up back in a bedroom with her date. Or maybe she won't. Maybe she won't fancy him. But if she does fancy him and she wants to take him back to the house, that's her prerogative. She's a woman. It's her own body. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Okay, so here's what this Planned Parenthood thing on consent says. And I'll quote it again. Consent has to be freely given. You're not pressured or making a choice under the influence of drugs or alcohol. So the implication is that if you're drunk, you cannot consent to having sex because you don't know what you're doing. Now,
which is true, by the way.
No, not necessarily.
Well, but when you're drunk, you don't really know what you're doing. You're not in control.
Depends on how drunk you are. If you're comatose, maybe.
Yeah.
But if you're just fairly well on. I mean, I've been at parties where I've been fairly well on at the end of the night, and I still remember the end of the night perfectly well.
Yeah. But when you are drunk, you don't have as much control. Sure you don't.
Okay, so, like I said, most of us at one stage or another have had drunken sex.
Yeah, I think everybody has. Here's the thing.
But what this is now telling me is that has to be a thing of the past. Drunken sex has to be a thing of the past because if you're drunk, you cannot consent to having sex. That's really what this report is saying.
I'm glad that I'm not growing up in this, in this particular era, and I'm terrified. I don't know what I'm going to be able to teach my son how to protect himself. And there's no point in texting, going, "Oh, just teach your son to be a gentleman." Yes, I will teach my son to be a gentleman, but that will not protect him because I'm sure he will be in a situation where if he goes to college, there'll be a college party back in a house, and invariably he could end up in a bedroom with a girl who's. And by the way, people do forget this: women get horny as well. It's not just men that get
horny. No, I agree.
People believe... No, I'm just saying, because this is very important. People always assume that when it comes to casual sex, that it's always the man that's full on and that it's all... And that's not... That couldn't be further from the case. A lot of women, when they get drunk, they get horny and they want sex. And so it's not the man that's always the predator. And I think we need to get rid of that mindset that men are the predatory. Now, men, there are so many who are predators, and we'll deal with that a bit later on. But it's not always. Sometimes women get drunk and they want sex.
Yep, I agree, 100%.
So what's a man to do?
All right, we would love to hear from you. And the question that we're asking, and we want you to send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. The question we're asking is, can you consent to having sex when you're drunk? That's the question that we're asking. Send us a WhatsApp, please, to 085-825-2626 and get involved in the conversation right now. Is it possible to consent to sex when you are drunk? That's the question. Now,
what's drunk? I mean, that's the problem.
Your definition of drunk and mine are probably two different things.
Yeah.
And we're two people.
Yeah.
Everybody's definition of drunk. I was speaking to somebody the other night, and she was saying, "Oh, when we go out that night, I'm going to get so drunk, I'll probably have three drinks."
Yeah.
Now, if I had three drinks, it wouldn't.
But I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I have female friends who would be tipsy after four drinks, and they would make decisions that... Here's the thing about drink. You make decisions when you're drunk that you would never, ever... Down to everything. Down to... When I have a few drinks on me, I'd go into a dirty kebab shop that I wouldn't dream of going into.
When you're not. Yeah.
You know, you do... I would walk home... I've walked home from town drunk in the freezing cold with just a t-shirt on that you would never do when you're sober. So people do things and they take risks when they're drunk. But say, for instance, can a tipsy woman consent to sex?
And this is where it's such a grey area.
Yeah.
You know, are we getting to the stage that we have to breathalyze somebody before having consensual sex? And if their milligram reading is above a certain level, then they're too drunk.
As I said, if I was single now, if I wasn't married and I was single and I was, like my friend, going to Alfie's or whatever, have cocktails and food tonight and then go back to someone's place, I honestly do not know how I would play that game. that if she was a bit tipsy and we're in the living room and she says, Jeremy, we've had a really good night, come on into the bedroom and let's, I want to do things to you.
Mm. Well, the advice is that she is at a stage that she can't consent. She cannot give her freely given consent. And that's exactly how they describe it. Let's kick off the conversation with Kira.
Hi, just on the topic of sexual consent, I think there's a big difference between two people getting drunk and having sex together or two people getting drunk and someone being raped. I think they're two totally different things. I think everyone has slept with people when they were drunk, might have regretted it after, but when you're in the moment, you're in the moment. So I think it's two totally different things, consent while drunk and rape while drunk.
Yeah, but are they different things? That's the question, because this Planned Parenthood defines sexual consent as being reversible. In other words, you can change your mind. Being specific, in other words, having a kiss doesn't mean you want to go all the way. And being freely given, and this is the bit we're focusing on, that you are not pressured or making a choice under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The implication being, if you're under the influence of drugs or alcohol, you can't freely give consent.
And I mean, I'm looking at a message straight away. Now, this is from a female. I wouldn't have sex with someone if they were drugged, for sure, okay? But sex when you're slightly stoned can be really, really nice. Are you able to consent when you're stoned?
Well, according to this, no. Consent has to be freely given. In other words, that you're not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, because it's not being freely given,
okay,
or you may be pressured.
Okay, she goes on, she says, if they're really far gone, as in the speech is gone, so like that, then I wouldn't. However, drunk sex is hot at times. Oh, God, it's so confusing. It really is.
It really is. All right, let's go to Jay. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you? Well, Jay, is it possible to have consensual sex when you're drunk?
That's the thing. How can you give consent if you're under the influence? I mean, it's in law and other stuff. You can't do certain stuff when you're under the influence. So who decides who's drunk and who's not?
Now, you can look at this in two ways. One way of looking at this is, if you were convicted of a crime, let's say you were convicted of beating the shit out of somebody. Yeah,
and you can't use drink as a defense.
You can't use drink as a defense. You can't any longer say, I wasn't in my right mind, I was drunk. So, if you can't use it as a defense in court, then surely the implication is you know what you're doing when you're drunk. Is that not right?
Yeah. Well, the implication, that's if you word it like that. But I mean, everybody knows drink lowers your inhibitions. And as that lady said in her text, you become a lot more adventurous with drink on you. You know, when you're with your partner or up in the bedroom with a stranger or whatever, you know.
I know, but the argument is that when you're drunk, you could be pressured or persuaded into doing something that you may not do in your sober state.
But does this law work in both ways? Like, why should it be down to the male? Because it sounds like we're the only ones that are getting into trouble. They won't turn around to the girl and say, well, you were drunk.
No,
but they'll turn around to us and say, well, you were drunk, you shouldn't have. So how do you square that circle?
In theory, it should apply both ways. In theory, a man should consent as well, but we know that it doesn't really happen in that way.
How many men have gone to the Garda station the next day and said, you know, lads, hello, Garda superintendent.
This girl took me home, last me home.
Yeah, this girl gave me, I'm sorry to be blunt about it, but I went home to this house last night and this girl gave me a blowjob and I did not want that blowjob because I was drunk.
She took advantage of me. Yeah, what do you think a guy's going to say? He sends you on.
He may laugh at you, right? Okay, but that's...
I have an 18-year-old son, and we've only actually spoken about this in the last couple of months, because he's starting to go out now.
Right.
And
what have you said to him?
I've warned him. Stay away from
women?
Yeah, from girls. Yeah, from girls. The way things are going now, I said to him, I showed him all. I says, it might be great on the night. I says, but she wakes up the next morning and starts screaming that this, that, and the other. I says, but she was drunk. I says, nobody's going to believe you. I says, then you're on the register. Whether you did it or not, I says, everybody's going to be looking at you.
And with that advice, and that's very very sensible advice, I have to say.
It's sensible, but it's sad, isn't it?
It's sad, yeah. Yes, it is sad. So, if he was to take your advice then, he's never going to meet anybody.
he wouldn't have eight kids.
Well, yeah, you
No,
but you know the point I'm making. You know,
Yeah, but I had to talk to him about it because I tell you, it was in the time of all the stuff on the news and with the Bill Cosby, you know, and all that was going on. We were just one night talking over a drink and he just turned 18. And the stuff he was telling me about girls of his age and younger, I mean, it's like their hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Some of these girls are worse than the lads. He's telling me he's had to block girls' numbers because of the pictures they send them, unsolicited. Nobody talks about that.
And and in fact, we spoke to a woman on this podcast a couple of months ago who was complaining about the amount of dick pics that she gets sent to her. Son has gotten unsolicited.
From girls in school.
But he would never complain about it, would he?
No, but that's the thing, no.
No.
No, but I have daughters as well, and they're on the same age, and I warned them the opposite. Never send the pictures to a fella, no matter what. If you wouldn't send it to me and your mother, don't send it to him. You might be with love today. I says, I've had to tell both sex, my son and my daughters. I listen quite a lot and I read the news, so I see what's going on.
Okay, and firstly, that's very good parenting that you're having those conversations. But as you said yourself, it's also sad that you have to have those conversations, especially with your young fella. You're more or less telling them to avoid women because you could be in big trouble if you don't.
Yep. Never pick one up out of a nightclub, son, I says. Never, ever. I said, try and meet a girl. You know, not the old-fashioned way, because that's we only had that. I mean, I couldn't remember my girl's mother's name for the first 2 days after I met her. You know that way, because we met in a nightclub. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. You know, you sort of think you hear it. Yeah.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, is it possible? You've heard the advice that Jay has given his 18-year-old son, telling him basically to avoid women at all costs or you could end up in big trouble. Now, it is a very complicated issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a very fine line because I think it's like you have to look at the level. You know, for example, if the girl's absolutely hammered and the guy's not really drunk and he's kind of persuading, like you said before, I feel like we've all been there, or even if the guy is equally as drunk, where you might start with a kiss and then you kind of almost get persuaded to do more that you regret. But then on the other hand,
I mean, you can have regrets after the fact, even without any drink. Do you know what I mean?
No, exactly. I 100%. But I think as well on the flip side, I've been in the situation where I've been the one, you know, drunk and initiating it, you know, and I would say that that's consent because I knew at the moment that's what I wanted.
Yes, and this is the point that that Jeremy made earlier that there are, in a male female setup sometimes it's the woman that wants sex.
Absolutely,
yeah,
100%.
Even in a marriage session, I mean, there's nights where I don't want it and my wife does, and there's nights that she does, and we need to get away from this way of thinking, and it's an old way of thinking. I think that some women think men are always horny. Men are not always horny. Men are predators.
No.
Men will get up on a cracked place. That's true for some men, but it's certainly not true for other men. And I've seen them, Dara. Myself and Adrian have DJed in nightclubs for years, and some of the stories I could tell you, DJing, you'd never send your daughter to a nightclub. And even just before the nightclubs closed, just before COVID, I'll tell you a very quick story because everybody should listen to this story because this is very important. So a girl I know who went to a nightclub I used to work in, she was out drinking that night. And she was notorious for always having too much to drink. She's one of these people that doesn't know when to stop. So I would always kind of keep an eye on her because you know what some men are like, and I'd keep an eye on her. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I saw her at the start of the night, and I saw this fella chatting her up, and he was buying her drink, and she was knocking them back. And I noticed she was getting drunk very quick, and I went up to the barman, who I know in the nightclub behind the bar, and I said, what drinks is he ordering for this girl? And he says, oh, he's ordering double Bacardis.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And I was like, I wonder, does she know they're double Bacardis? Anyway, the night progressed and she was absolutely locked at the end of the night. Mm. And I could see her leading, I could see him leading her across the dance floor out the exit. And I ran out of the DJ box and said, here, mate, you're not bringing her anywhere. And she was like, I know, I'm grand. He's lovely. He didn't buy me a drink all night. And this is true as God. I remember telling you that story that night, Adrian. He's grand. He's lovely, Jeremy. Look, he's lovely. He's lovely. I said to your man, fuck off. You may have spent 80 quid getting this woman drunk, but I tell you, you're not bringing her home tonight. Go home and have a wank. And that's exactly what I said to him. And I made sure that she got a taxi home.
Okay, so, well, fair play to you. But she was so drunk that she couldn't consent.
In my opinion, yes.
So here's where
she was very pissed off at me that night because she was contesting that she wanted to go back and have sex with him. Mm. And she was having... I won't tell you what she called me, but she was calling me a cock blocker. So she was contesting that she was horny that night.
Yeah.
She was top of the world. She was after having double drinks and she thought he was gorgeous.
She was very drunk and this is where I get confused, okay? Because, this is where I get confused. If she brought him home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which she was going to do, yeah.
And she murdered him in the bedroom. She would not be able to use, I was really, really, really drunk as a defense in court.
I was going to say that that's the next thing. In Ireland, in most countries in Europe, the legislation says that intoxication, which is voluntary, is not
a defense.
Does not negate responsibility.
Yes. Yeah. So,
whereas in Germany, it is a defense. That's a different story.
But the point being, if you can't use being drunk as a defense for committing a crime, you could take that same argument that if you're drunk, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, she was adamant, Dara. That night she was adamant. Yeah. And I remember this vividly, this conversation I had with her on the dance floor, because she was adamant that she wanted to go home with him. And she was like, he is gorgeous. I want to go home and tear his clothes off and rip him apart. And his eyes were popping out of his head. But I knew deep down that the next day when she woke up, now, it may not have been rape because... there and then she said that she wanted to have sex with him, but I knew there and then that the next day when she woke up she would go, who am I lying beside? The more important thing, it protected that guy as well.
He may
not know that, but I did him a favor because she's probably not the type that would do that, but there are girls who wake up the next day and regret what they did.
Dara, the question that we're asking then today is it possible to consent to sex when you're drunk?
I think it's very hard to say yes or no, but I, from my personal opinion, I've very rarely consented to it without being fully aware of what I'm doing, even the next day. You know, I've very rarely had blackout drunk moments. So for myself, I would say yes. Like, I can consent, you know, unless I'm literally on the floor and unconscious, you know. But I do agree that we have to be very, very cautious because there is women that are a bit more, say, vulnerable and can't consent. So, I think it's different levels for different people.
Mm. All right, Dara, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. We're talking about... And it's interesting as well. This is Planned Parenthood in the States, and they issued guidelines on sexual consent. And here's how they define sexual consent. They say sexual consent has to be reversible. In other words, you can change your mind at any time during the encounter.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. That is a very, very difficult one that could land you in very hot water. So, scenario, yeah?
Yeah.
You take a woman back to your apartment tonight, yeah? And she has a couple of drinks on you, have a couple of drinks on you, nothing. Maybe you had two drinks with your dinner. And no one ever says, I don't think in the history of dating or lovemaking, nobody has ever said when they go back to a bedroom,
let us take our clothes off and let us...
I think now would be a good time for me to put my penis in your vagina. Yeah. What do you think? Yes, my vagina is ready for your penis. That does not happen. It's always assumed, isn't it? By the looks in the eye or whatever the case may be. And my thing would be that if that couple start kissing and stuff like that, she's not going to say, I think I want to have sex with you now. She's not going to say that, you know. So they have sex and it seems like she's happy to have sex and he's happy to have sex. If she then says 2 minutes into sex, which she is quite entitled to do, by the way, a stop now, he's probably already broken the law, has he not? Has he not, though?
You see, okay, people are saying this all depends on how drunk you are, but that's what makes it such a grey area. Such a grey area. In other words, do we have to start breathalyzing each other before we have sex? Let's bring in some more of your opinions on this. This is a topic that is on Matt's radar at this moment.
Lads, listen overseas. Thought I'd send in a message because it's kind of interesting. I'm single myself now again after a while of being in a relationship. And I've been thinking about this myself. I think it has to go on a case-by-case kind of situation, you know what I mean? There's cases where both people are absolutely bollocks drunk, you know what I mean? And if they end up going back to, you know, back for a shag, then is any one person to blame in that situation if they're both absolutely buckled? There's no one at fault. They both have decided to do it. Now, if there's someone who's completely stone cold sober or has one or two drinks and they take advantage of someone who's, you know, just blacked out drunk and can't even talk, then that's a very different situation. They're fucking scumbags, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think it depends case to case on the situation. I don't think you could turn around and say that anyone who has sex when they're drunk is kind of, you know, a predator or whatever. And I think as well, on your Facebook, you said that, you know, if anyone has even a drink, then they can consent. But like Adrian said earlier, you can, you know, 3 drinks for him is nothing. Whereas I know people who have 2 drinks and you can't even talk. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it depends on a case-by-case basis.
All right, Matt, thanks very much indeed. Great message. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you want to get involved in this conversation. And again, the question we're asking is, can you consent to having sex when you're drunk? And we all agree that if you're comatose, if you're sitting like that and you're...
Yeah.
You can't. You're gone.
Oh, yeah.
But when do you reach that point? The girl that you were talking about in the nightclub...
But she was able to stand up.
And was she able to talk to you? Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
So she wasn't comatose. She was just fairly well on.
But probably when she walked out and hit the air, do you ever notice when you're in a pub or a club and you're drunk but you think you're okay, then as soon as you walk out and I get that.
All right. Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lauren?
I'm good.
Well, Lauren, can you consent to having sex when you're drunk?
Yeah, of course you can. I mean, not when you're, obviously, when you can't speak, you can't walk, but I mean, I just think this is absolutely ridiculous. I've been with the same person for 18 years, but before that, I've been with people and, you know, the next day I wake up and go, there's not in a million years I would have went near it if I hadn't had a few drinks on me. But I know that I agreed to what I did. Like, I didn't, you know, it wasn't a case of, oh my God, I like don't know what happened to me. I don't know where I was or what happened. You know, I was there and I just saw them looking a different way, you know. But I just think it's so, I'm terrified for my son and for like my friend's sons and that, more so than my daughter's, because, you know, he's going to go out and if he's out having a drink or 1 or 2 drinks, does that give that girl then the right, if she changes her mind a few days later and said, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah. Can she turn around and say, well, I didn't agree to that, so, because I had a few drinks. Like, and what does that say?
This is the scary grey area that we're in.
Oh, sorry, Dave. People would say, by the way, that there's no grey area. And Chris Dempsey just commented on her Facebook page and says, you're breaking the law if you continue to have sex after she says no. Chris, that's kind of stating the obvious. I think everybody
knows that.
Nobody is even questioning that. If a woman says no, no is
means
no.
No.
That's not the point we were making, Chris. We were saying that if she says yes at the start, or doesn't say no. Or there's an assumed yes, and you're halfway through it, and then she says stop.
Yeah.
You're obviously going to stop if you're a gentleman, but you've already done it with her saying no.
The worry that I have about this grey area is the risk. Okay, scenario again. So they meet in a club and they head home. Like that girl you were talking about.
Yep. Yeah.
And she went off.
She's going to go mad that I'm talking about her here now.
But you haven't named her. She went off, went home with your man, had sex with him, woke up the next day and was greeted with the shame.
Yeah.
Now, what is to stop her? And this is what's scary. What is to stop her saying, well, I didn't consent, and having him for
and
having...
I was life ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's not that type.
Like, It's terrifying. Like, why tell my son when you go out there, both of you, before you do anything, you both write a little paragraph to state that you're agreeing to this, and then at the end of it, you both sign it and say, we've done this deed, we had sex and everything, we all both agreed and we finished it and everything's fine. Like, what the hell, like, you know what I mean?
I know, and it certainly takes the romance out of it or the fun out of it if you have to get a written contract every time you have sex with somebody. But what I'm getting at is, Lauren, the risk that if it is stated in law that you can't consent to sex when you're drunk, there's a huge risk then that that girl the next day can have the shame and then go down to the guards and say, I was drunk last night, I couldn't have consented to sex. And he's...
Yeah.
He's
and
in
does
big
that
trouble.
Mean, like, once you've had one drink or one or two drinks, even one drink, does that mean that...
That's exactly
that woman
the point.
Has the,
yes.
Right, has the right or has the... If you have some really, you know, like... Someone who's really trying to get at somebody or trying to hurt somebody, they can just use that against them.
And
like,
that's exactly
just
the worry about the grey area that I have. Stay there for one second, Lauren, if you can, please. Let me go to David. David, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are we, lads?
Good, David. What did you want to say on this? Can you consent to having sex when you're drunk?
Well, everybody's going to have divided opinions, but me personally, since I turned 18 and started drinking, I will never or have ever brought a drunk female home.
Have you not?
No.
Okay.
Just for the simple reason. Do you know what I mean? Like you said, do you know what I mean? If you get arrested drunk, you can't give a statement because you're not in the right frame of mind.
Mm. Yes, they have to leave you in a cell to sober up for the night.
Of course. And only going back to last weekend, I was in Wook down the country. And there was a couple of us staying over. There was two caravans, one for male, one for female. We ended up getting a few drinks. One of the girls kept asking me to go back to the female caravan. Well, I kept saying no. I was a partner and a kid, I'm very happy where I am. And she actually went and told one of my supervisors that I tried to get into the bed beside her naked, right, because it was full of drink. Now, bear in mind, I don't even drink it.
Mm.
And then the next morning when she woke up, she was like, oh, I don't know why I said that. I didn't mean that. No. But I went back to the caravan. How would she explain that one? You know what I mean?
So the point being that since you turned 18, you haven't had sex with a very drunk woman because you think it's too risky. Is that really the point you're making?
Well, not unless it's been my partner, no.
Not unless it's your partner?
No.
And even at that, you could be in trouble unless she freely gives her consent. So do you think that the law should state clearly that you cannot consent to sex if you are drunk? And if that is the case, how do you define drunk?
Well, see, that's the problem. Do you know what I mean? I drink three bottles of Budweiser and I'm on my back.
Yeah, where I could drink three bottles of Budweiser and it's not a bother on me. So,
yeah, look, my friends drink 20 bottles in the blade and look, that sound calls out.
Yeah, so exactly. So that's my worry. It took years and years and years for the law to work out how much drink you could have in your system and drive a car. It literally has taken them years to come to that conclusion. Similarly, so if you were to bring somebody home to your house, David, you probably should have a breathalyzer and a statement for them to sign to say, I consent and I'm not drunk.
Oh, well, of course. See, that's the problem, do you know what I mean? And I don't mean this in a bad way, but when women say something, they're believed. Do you get me?
Yes.
Like if a woman turns around the next morning and says, oh, well, he raped me. No, nobody's going to bat an eyelid at him. They're all going to go to her for blatant sympathy. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Okay, so it's for that reason that you're very, very reluctant to bring anybody home to your place.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, yeah.
And I have to say, it is...
But what that, I can't get out of my head, what that girl said that she was going, she told, just refresh my memory, she told your supervisor what?
So, like, we were after being finished a shift. I had a bottle of water in my hand, they were after being drinking vodka and coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She kept asking me to go back with her and sleep with her. I kept saying, nope, not happening. And obviously, she wasn't happy with that. She went back then an hour later and told one of my supervisors that I tried to climb into the bed beside her naked.
Jesus.
So she's not sleeping in the caravan. But yeah, the caravans are separated into male and female. So I would have had no reason to be in no caravan. Plus, obviously, I had witnesses that knew I wasn't in the caravan at the time. So that was obviously a big help. But if I didn't, that's what I'm saying, if I didn't, then what would I have done in that situation?
Yeah, and obviously it's for reasons like that that you're very reluctant to bring anybody home.
Well, of course, and then, like, I've always been reluctant, and then when that happens, then that's just kind of like, well, there you go.
Yeah, and like I said, it is a sad state of affairs. Now, you know, you're probably doing the right thing, I have to say, David, in not taking the chance. But it is a little bit sad as well that you feel that you can't bring somebody home to your place after meeting them on a night out, and you're both getting on like a house on fire, and you know, there's a bit of chemistry between you, and you know, she'll happily come back to your place, and you're saying, no, I don't think we'll do this.
Yeah, you just exchange numbers and then just meet when I show, but it just looks like so much.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 0858252626 is our number. This message just came in to us from Mel, and it says, there is no grey area, guys. Drunk sex is rape, end of. Why are you excusing this behaviour? Now, Mel, I will say to you, at no point has anybody excused this behaviour. We're merely having a conversation about whether or not people believe you can consent to sex when you're drunk, because
Katie, can you get her to send a voice note to explain that, because she doesn't really explain it very well.
In answer to your message, Mel, we are not excusing anything. We're merely having a conversation and asking the question, do people generally believe that you can consent to having sex when you are drunk? David has an opinion on this.
How are we, Adrian, Jeremy? No, do you know what, lads? I think that's a great topic we're talking about. Because I've always said to myself, even when I've been out in bars and nightclubs, and girls have approached me, and they're more drunk than I am, that's a no-go, that's a non-consensual thing, because I know they're not in the right frame of mind. So I personally believe if drugs and alcohol are brought into the situation, then it can be non-consensual.
Debbie has an opinion on this.
Hey lads, I think a few drinks just makes the atmosphere a bit better. It's more chilled, there's not as much pressure. I'd say, like, if you're with it and like you're speaking okay and you're not falling over, then I'd say go ahead with it. I wouldn't if they were drugged, and if they were really, really drunk. And I guess it's different if it's a lad and a girl, because you know, she can get pregnant and stuff. I'd say, like, if it's two lads or two girls, it's slightly different. But yeah, like, I'm all down for having a few drinks. It's much easier. Like I said, it's way more chill. There's less pressure. And yeah, obviously sober is good too. But yeah, that's my take on it. It feels okay.
Debbie? Thanks very much indeed.
Message there from Tracy. We'll give you a buzz in a sec, Tracy. Actually, Katie, if you can get Tracy on as well, please. Tracy says, you wouldn't want someone like Mel on a jury in a rape trial. Here's the thing about rape trials, the fascinating thing about jury selection other than rape trials. Men, and this has been proven, you can look these stats up themselves, men are more likely to convict men of rape than female jurors are. Did you
really
know that?
No, I never knew that.
This all came up a couple of years ago, obviously, with all the cases that we had, and there was research done, and it found that a male jury is always more sympathetic towards a woman than a female-led jury.
Oh, no, so I never knew that.
There you go.
Anyway, 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Can you consent, and have you ever done it, had drunken sex? Well, I think most of you who've ever...
Everybody has had drunken sex.
At one stage or another, yeah. Now, where am I going? Mel, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mel?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. That was your message I read out a couple of moments ago.
Yeah, it was. I'm actually so annoyed with you guys. Like, you're saying that you're not excusing it, but by even asking the question, you're condoning it.
Oh, so we can't have this conversation?
Well, it's not that, but, like, you're asking a question that has an obvious answer. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're asking, can a woman consent to sex if she's drunk? Like, obviously, you know, she cannot consent.
Okay, now, this is where I get confused. Because what is drunk?
Well, drunk
happens if you've like taken any alcohol at all? Like, you don't have to be, you know, incoherent. You could just have had like two glasses of wine. Once there's alcohol in your system, you are essentially under the influence, regardless of how much you've had. There's alcohol in your system.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, I agree. Yeah, if you were stopped at a guarded checkpoint, you might be done for drink driving.
But, you know, to hear two grown men who are adults and scarily have daughters, I think both of you do yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
And, yeah, you're asking this question. I'm like, that's a very strange question to ask.
Okay, but this is where the grey area is, okay?
There's no grey area. Consumed, you do not have sex with someone, or you do not ask her to have sex
with you. My grandmother used to make a sherry trifle, and my Jesus, the amount of sherry she used to put into the trifle. I'm not even taking the piss here. Yeah. I'm actually being deadly serious. So when you consumed my grandmother's sherry trifle, you had alcohol in your system,
but you couldn't consent.
So I couldn't consent.
That's taking a bite of alcohol. I'm talking about if you're having a drink or more, one drink even one unit. I would even put it to you,
Mel, for God's sake.
No, Adrian.
Of alcohol means you can't make a decision.
Hold on a second. Now, if you know somebody who's after waking up after having an operation. And they're after being in the general anaesthetic. Would you go up and try and hook them?
No. What sort of a question is that even?
Why wouldn't you go up and hook them? Because they're being under the influence of something. So it's exactly the same with alcohol, regardless of...
Let me set a scenario for you. I don't know your relationship status. It's irrelevant.
I have a relationship, and he does not have sex with me if I've had alcohol.
Okay. No. Okay, if you were single and you went out on a date tonight, okay, and you went out for a lovely meal, an Italian restaurant, lovely meal, and you had pizza or whatever, and you had two glasses of wine, one at the start of the meal and one at the end of the meal, and he went back to your place or you went back to his place and you had sex... You would class that as rape because you had two glasses of wine.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, I would be under the influence. So, you know, obviously it would be taking advantage sexually, which is rape. You know, forcing yourself on somebody who's vulnerable and isn't aware of their surroundings properly, or even if you are aware of your surroundings, when you're under the influence, there's a reason you can't drink and drive. And it's the exact same thing with sex. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So like, if you've had the amount of alcohol that would fail you at a guarded checkpoint, then you can't consent to sex.
Oh my God, that's actually such a good way of putting it. That is exactly how I put it. If you are, you know, you've had enough to fail a breath test, then you cannot consent, and any man who has sex with you is a rapist.
Okay, how do you prove that? How do you prove that?
Well, you know, what I would do, well, actually, I'll give you a story. My friend of mine who I'm not going to name, recently, went out, had a night out, and met this guy. She was very, very drunk, and they ended up, you know, going back to her house, mm-hmm. and, you know, how it transpires. Now, she came to me the next day, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. That was such a mistake. And I'm like, if you feel like that, and you know, even though at the time she was all for it, she was so under the influence that it wasn't really her deciding, if that makes sense. So she came back.
Now, when
to
you
me,
say
like,
she was sorry, when you she when you say she was heavily under the influence, was she like nearly comatose?
Oh no, like no, she was tipsy. But like she had sex with him. She had a few drinks and was, you know, when you're at that stage of drink, where if you drink much more, there's a line between being very drunk and just kind of being in a good place. She said she wasn't like comatose or anything like that, but she had sex with him and she regretted it. And I was like, well, he put you in that position. He should have known that you've had alcohol and should have known.
Hang on for one second.
So I advised her to go to the guard.
Sorry, I've done things in my time that I've regretted after I've done them, and alcohol wasn't involved at all. Do you understand the point
that's
I'm trying to
different.
Make?
Then you consciously, Adrian, that's so different, because then you consciously did something. She did something under the influence of alcohol. So the fact that she regretted it the next day tells me that she wasn't in her right mind.
There's a difference between regretting something. And we've all done things that we've regretted.
Yeah, like I regret not buying a house when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's a regret.
A regret, okay.
I said to her, then why did you sleep with me? She was like, you know, I had a few drinks and, you know, the buzz was flowing. I'm like, no, he raped you. Like, you need to go to the guard.
Okay,
he took advantage of somebody who has been drinking.
Just for the purpose of clarity, and Kieran, we're going to get you on in a second. Oh, Kieran wants to talk to you. Just for the sake of clarity here, Mel, are you saying that even with one alcoholic drink a woman cannot consent to sex after one alcohol drink?
150,000%, yes. Yeah,
okay, but do you not realize
that's literally every woman on Saturday Night Out, by the way?
Yeah, how ridiculous that is, and how impossible that is to police.
Oh my God! Sorry, like, control your urges, Adrian. Like this, you're such a man. Do you know what I mean? This is a typical man.
I'm only asking that, a question.
No, excuse me. No, you're thinking that every woman out there is fodder for you to hump and for every other man.
Firstly, Mel, don't paint me as any sort of a predator. Because
you are essentially, Adrian, what I'm getting from this conversation, and I'm actually getting really annoyed right now, what I'm getting from this is that you are essentially giving it the okay that if a woman's had one drink that she's okay. She's up for anything. Okay, don't give her a good ride.
This friend that you're talking about who'd had a few drinks and went and had sex with this guy, and you said to her the next day, oh my God, you were raped. Did she willingly and happily go home with him and have sex with him?
At that time, she did. But this is the question that you asked, and this is the answer I'm giving. She was under the influence, so she could not. You know, there's a reason that you can't even drive, as I said. It's because you are not, you know, your mind isn't in the right place, you're not focused, you're all over the place. And that's what alcohol does to you. And if a man goes home with a woman who he knows has been consuming alcohol, or even if you're in a relationship and he has sex with a woman who has been consuming alcohol, that is taking advantage of a vulnerable and fragile person, and that essentially is rape, because that person in their right mind would probably say something very, very different.
Okay, stay there for one second.
I'm actually so annoyed to listen to you as a man, especially someone who has a daughter, which is so, so scary, merely saying that this is okay. Like, I mean, do you accept rapist, Adrian? Like, I mean,
I can't believe you're even using that word in this context, in the context of this conversation.
This is what we are talking about.
Then let me
These
ask you.
These people are rapists.
Hang on. Your friend who had sex with this guy, and she had had a couple of drinks, and you said yourself she did it willingly until you told her the next day, oh my God, you had drink, he raped you. Did she actually do anything about that?
No. So she's like to me, she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, you're mad. Just sitting there and thinking about, should you do it? I'm like, if that were me, I would be straight down to the Garda station, giving my statement and making sure that dirtbag gets named and shamed, and everybody knows that he's a dirty, smelly rapist.
Stay there for a second, Mel. 0858252626 is our number. Let me go to Kieran. You're on Opinions Matter. Kieran, how are you?
Hello, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly, Kieran. What did you want to say?
Brilliant. I just want to speak to that lady, if that's okay. Does this go both ways? Because what if that guy woke up and felt the exact same way and went to the guards at the exact same time?
No, well, women don't rape, Kieran. You look at any news. Sorry, you look at any story, and it's always the men are predators. They're like cats. They're waiting to pounce. Okay. It's so sad that us as women are the collateral damage for the male urges. It's so disgusting and
Can I ask you a question, Mel? And this is a genuine question. You're talking about male urges and rapists and everything else. Do women not have sexual urges as well?
Oh, totally. Totally. Maybe there are the few that do, but let's be realistic here. Most of the rapists and sexual predators out there, 99.9% of them are male.
I grant you that that absolutely majority of the people who are predators and rapists out there are men, and that's horrible, and I absolutely agree with you on that. But we can't say that after one or two glasses of wine that you can't consent. I don't think that. I completely agree with Adrian and Jeremy when you think.
You're such a hypocrite. On one hand, you're saying rapists are wrong.
I agree with Adrian and Jeremy saying that if anyone is pissed out of their face and comatose and whatever, and there's obviously obviously there's a crossover point. I grant you that as well. And it's a very touchy subject. I understand that. But if someone's pissed out of their face, that is obviously rape. And I completely agree with that. I'm not saying...
Nobody's arguing that point, yes.
After one glass of wine or two glasses of wine, to say that a man which you've said is majority of the rapists out there, I grant you that, has raped you, is not true.
Okay,
one glass of wine.
No, Mel,
so is he actually going to let me reply to that?
Yes, go on.
First of all, I want to highlight his hypocrisy. Oh my God, will you just shut up and let me speak? Like, seriously, you've been rattling on there for the last 5 minutes. So on one hand, you're saying there that, you know, oh, rapists are wrong and it's disgusting. But at the same time, you're saying, you know, oh, well, one glass of wine, that's not rape. So, I'm sorry, you're only a rapist under certain limits. Is that okay? Is it so you're not a... I just don't understand what you mean. Either rapists are bad or they're not bad in your book. Because
one at a time. Yeah. Let him respond. Go on, Kieran.
Okay, obviously I'm not saying that. But like, say if a man had one glass of wine and then he had sex with a woman and she had no drink on her whatsoever, and they consensually had sex, and the next day he thought, Jesus, I shouldn't have had sex with her. Did she rape him?
Well, Mel?
Are you actually going to let me respond? Like, you're such an ignoramus. Typical caveman shouting at women and okaying rape. It's disgusting.
Sorry, Mel, I have to stop you again. At no point in this conversation has anybody in any way justified or condoned any type of rape.
Oh my God, you are so not getting what I'm saying. It's so frustrating.
Mel, listen to me for a second.
I would classify you as being an intelligent man, okay? I would classify yourself and Jeremy as being an intelligent man. But at the same time, you guys cannot comprehend that I'm saying the fact that you guys are even asking this question, I'm getting so annoyed. The fact that you guys are asking this question, can a drunk woman consent to sex? It says everything. No, a drunk woman, no matter how much she's had to drink, cannot consent to sex. If you have sex with her,
Mel, we didn't argue that point. Sorry,
Mel,
I don't
Mel.
Know how late.
No,
not
but you're asking
second,
a question. No, hang on,
Mel, you must have come late into the conversation because that's not the issue here. And we said from the get-go that someone who was drunk, and I don't know if you heard the story of me having to lead the woman away in the night.
What if I am drunk then, Jeremy? Then what if I am drunk?
Everybody calm down for a second. This is where, and you were saying there is no grey area. In my opinion,
alcohol
Mel...
alcohol consumed, no penis. Thank you. It's not that hard.
And that's it.
Okay,
and what if you're a woman who has had a couple of drinks and you want a bit of sex?
You know, I think that women, unfortunately, we're smaller framed than men. We react differently to alcohol than men do. Our emotions will play into a lot. I don't know about the women in your lives, but I know if I have alcohol, like, my emotions will be very different. You know, you have a different sense of yourself. So... if I've had a couple of glasses of wine and, you know, I'm all over my partner, you know, wanting this, that and the other, mm-hmm. he knows from when I'm sober, you know, don't touch me if I've been drinking.
So hang on for a
second. Because I'll go to the guard.
So you've had a couple of drinks and you're feeling a little bit amorous and you come on to your boyfriend, he's immediately going to say, no, I'm sorry, Mel,
no,
we're not doing this.
He'll say, Mel, Mel, you're not, you've had a few drinks. You know, I don't want to take advantage because he's a really good, caring guy, which are seem to be few and far between these days.
Mel, I want to read out a message from somebody, and it'll give us all. And we're going to talk to this woman in a couple of moments, and she wants to talk to you. And here's what she says. She says, Mel is the reason why it is so difficult at times to actually get actual rapists convicted. I'm a victim of rape, she says, and she is just turning the conversation into a farce. Because what she's getting just listen to me for a sec. What she's getting at is that this fourth wave feminist stuff that's coming out of you, and that's what it is, that all men are predators and all men are rapists, potential rapists and all that, that is making a mockery of actual cases. And you have to, you cannot in your wildest dreams compare a woman having one glass of wine and having sex with a man, knowingly having sex with a man. You cannot compare that to a situation where an animal drags a woman up a lane. Where an animal drags a woman up a dark laneway on a Saturday night and has sex with her and rapes that poor woman, leaving her there. You cannot compare those two situations.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying they're the same thing. If you actually listen to me and, you know, put your male bravado, thinking with your penis, away, I'm not saying that that's the same thing.
Mel, hang on a second.
I called your show, and you're making me out to be the wrong one, because I'm saying that if a woman has had alcohol, you don't have sex with her. What is wrong with the both of you?
Firstly, Mel, men are entitled to have this conversation. Okay, so your suggestion...
Yeah, but you're asking... Okay, so then maybe should you guys not be asking the question is, what can we as men do to teach our future generations, our sons, our nephews, our brothers, how to behave around women? Is that not the question you should be asking?
And it is a question that we're asking, and...
I haven't heard that question once, Adrian, not
once. Well, you've
once.
Just asked it. You've just asked it. Hang on there for one second.
So why not turn the conversation, and instead of asking, you know, is this rape, or can... Yes, it is rape, so what... The question we should be asking is, what do we do to stop the men in the world being rapists and teach them to be better people?
You already heard a caller on earlier on who made it perfectly clear that ever since he turned 18, he's never brought a woman home with drink on her for this very reason. So,
and
you
that
know.
Is, I actually was listening to him and I thought, you know what? He is a stand-up guy. That's
okay.
the kind
All
of
right.
guy
Very good.
You want.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Mel, I'm not calling to slate you. I'm not calling to... Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But what I'm trying to say is, from someone that's actually been raped in the sense of something being taken away from you, nothing to do with alcohol... at all, that it is, people look at you and they question you because it's like, oh, well, did she have a few drinks? Well, maybe she asked for it, or you know what I mean? It's nothing to do with that, because people seem to think, like you're saying, oh, well, a man has taken advantage of somebody because they have a drink. That's not, it's not the point at all. It needs to be looked at differently, because that process is like, rape is being thrown around like as if it's just nothing. And I find that offensive.
Okay, but the point of the conversation is that we were asking, can you consent mm-hmm. to having sex when you're drunk? And I think the gray area here is, what is drunk? That's the gray area for me.
Everybody reacts to alcohol differently. Everybody reacts, but as you said, I don't agree with, and I also have, I have two sons, one is 23 and one is 17. And I am so, because of my own experiences as well, raising them, it's very, I'm, you know what I mean? I make sure they never put somebody in that situation. But also, I've had friends that have had sons that have actually been, when they were 17, 18, accused of rape because of that. They've been at a house party. Mm-hmm. You know, everything, pictures were taken of them going into a bedroom or something, and then parents found out. And then all of a sudden, the parents are like, oh, well, you can tell us what happened. And it was consensual. But then she's now turned around and said, oh, well, no, actually, I was raped.
And unfortunately, there have been a number of examples of things mm-hmm. like that. So this is where I mean, Mel was making it out to be very black and white. If you have consumed alcoholic drink, you cannot consent to have sex.
If it was, and I'm sure Sarah would agree to this. If it was black and white, every single man that's ever accused would just be, you wouldn't even need court cases. You just throw, mm-hmm. as soon as a woman accuses a man, put him in jail and throw away the key. And that's not the key.
And then you can actually, there's people's lives that have been destroyed because of it. And that's what I was saying. That's why it is harder nowadays to convict I don't want to say proper rapist, but men that are predators, because the leeway is kind of like, because now it's good that it's not as black, like as simple to just put it, like throw away and, mm-hmm. you know, the key and stuff. But like this whole thing of you can't, like once you have a drink, you can't do anything. Well, then what else can you do? Then you shouldn't be able to use your phone. You shouldn't be able to leave the house. You shouldn't be able to.
And in your situation, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. Was it date rape that occurred? Did you know the person?
Yes, I was in a relationship with the person.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But so So it's a thing where you can get, this is what I'm saying. So it doesn't have to be strangers. It can be people you know. So I don't agree with all this. Oh, well, you could be out with someone and you've met someone and just because you have a drink that you go home with them, then it's right.
Well, let me ask you then, Sarah, how would you draw the line in terms of what's drunk and what's not?
And in fairness, you're more entitled to an opinion on this than any of us.
Yeah. To me personally, the way I see things in life is we're all adults. We're all responsible for our own actions.
Mm.
You shouldn't get yourself into that situation. No one poured the drink down your throat.
Although the example that Jeremy gave earlier on, a guy buying a girl double drinks without her even realising that there were double drinks.
Is that not, and it's probably okay for you to say that, sir, because you're a woman, but if I were to say that, I would be accused of victim blaming. Sorry, there's a radio, I know, are you in the UK? You're in the UK, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
There's a very well-known radio presenter in Ireland who lost his whole career because he made a comment that appeared to some people to be victim blaming. And that's how dangerous the whole issue of victim blaming is, that I would be terrified to even say something that you just said. But I said it's okay for you to say it.
But again, let me ask you, Sarah, where would you draw the line? We all agree that a man should not be having sex with a woman who's nearly comatose, who can't speak, who can't look straight. We all agree that.
You should be able, if you are able to hold a conversation and you willingly are, you know, going back. But it's a different, this is what Mel was saying about her friend woke up the next day and went, oh my God, I made a mistake.
Yeah, I can't believe I did that. Yeah.
I can't believe I did that. But do you remember getting there? Do you remember how you got there? Do you remember...
And listening to her now, in fact, she's not on the line now, but listening to the way she described it, yes, the woman did know, and the woman did consent.
What annoyed me was, she doesn't have the right to tell anyone they were raped. Like, how dare you tell somebody? Because now, you've put that into your friend's head.
Yeah.
And you should never.
Okay,
why would
you
think that?
So Sarah, let me just, she mentioned that if you're able to have a conversation with somebody, and I don't know if you heard my example earlier on of the girl in the nightclub I worked in, Sarah. She was well able to have a conversation with me at the end of the night, but I deemed that she was too drunk to go home with the fella that was plying her.
So you made that decision.
I made that decision for her. Was I wrong to make that decision for her? I thought I was protecting her.
I have been in clubs where I've seen, and it's been younger girls. Now, it's been a good while since I've been out, but this is why I don't go out, because I've been in clubs where I've seen girls. And unfortunately, I think nowadays a lot more, there's more drugs involved and whatever. And she was by herself, no shoes on. And then I see this guy come over and kind of like try and hold her like as if he's with her.
Which he wasn't.
Yes. And
Your line is dropping there. They're the predators we need to protect society against. That sounds like deliberate predatory action.
Yes,
but one last time, Sarah, where do you draw the line? You're basically arguing if you can have a coherent conversation with somebody and remember having had that conversation, then you're not too drunk.
And as I said, everybody regarding this topic, if you're an adult enough and grown up enough to go out to club or drinking or whatever, you have to, like, everybody has to be held accountable for their actions in that way. You can't just
As I said earlier on, when it comes to court, if you murdered somebody or grievously harmed them and try to use alcohol as a defense, they won't listen to it. So
you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
But, just one more thing. One more thing that was said, which upset me, was the fact that Mel had said men can't be raped or they can't be taken advantage of. That's bullshit. Of course they can.
All right, it's been great talking to you, and I really appreciate your openness and honesty with us, Sarah. Thanks very much indeed.
All right.
I'm very brave of her to talk
Absolutely,
about
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
As traumatic as
Let that. Me squeeze in a few more opinions, like this from Dave.
Lads, please, I beg you, get her off the fucking deer. Did you hear that? She basically just convinced her own mate that she got raped because she had a drink. What the fuck is up with that yoke?
Okay, thanks, Dave.
But having said that, and I know I'm going against what Sarah is saying as well, is that not a job of a friend that you confide in? Like, I would imagine most female friends, when they've had
your job as a friend is to support your friend.
Yeah.
In a time of need. So if your friend confides in you that they have been raped, then you should support them. It's completely different what she did. She tried to convince her friend raped.
Did her friend not ask for, you know, her friend told her what happened that night before. What do you think about what happened that night?
No, I think she just told the story. She just told the story of, I met this guy last night and we had sex.
And it was
and Mel was the one who said, oh, you'd had drink. Robbie.
That Mel one would ruin a man's life just because he met a girl in a pub. They had one or two drinks. They were both easily able to consent. And then she regrets the next day. It's mind-boggling how stupid that woman is.
All right, Rob, and Kiz.
Lads, I'm actually fuming with your one. Who does she think she is saying that even after one drink someone's a rapist? Is she for real? And the whole comment about women can't be rapists. She needs her head shook. Like, who does she think she is? She actually needs help. Like, she's going to be the one person that puts an innocent person behind bars. Like, she needs her head screwed.
All right, Kiz, thanks very much indeed for your message. And Mel has been sending in a load of messages since that we cut her off, that we weren't giving her right to reply. Mel, you did make your point. You made your point very clear.
And as well, I wasn't going to allow you to attack Sarah, who's an actual victim of rape and sexual assault. I'm not going to stand over that and have you shouting down on her. You're entitled to your opinion. The show is called Opinions Matter, but we have certain standards that we like to uphold.
And okay, so just to wrap up this conversation, obviously it goes without saying that if you're having a sexual encounter with somebody, it should be consensual. Okay,
a million percent.
Yes. Okay. So that's the only way we can wrap up this conversation.
How you get consent and how you protect yourself. And how the other person protects himself, it's a mine, as Adrian says, it's an absolute minefield. And I do genuinely feel sorry for people who are heading off to college, who are starting their first year in college, because I remember what the first year in college was like. It's a riot. Mm. It's an absolute riot. You're meeting new, because, you know, up until college, you're in a school with the same sex. I went to an all-boys school, and then all of a sudden you're in college with girls, and you're the drink culture and the whole thing. And The fact is, lives are going to be ruined over false accusations. But having said that, when a woman does make that accusation, she can't be shot down.
No, of course not. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, depending on where you're listening to our podcast, and then you'll be notified every time we upload a new Opinions Matter podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.